facing a threat. Obviously, training is the best way to prepare to face threats. But there is a difference between a training scenario at the gym or at the range and a real confrontation on the street. How can you be ready for that? And how should you react? The first thing to do is train. Train hard. Train for worst case scenarios. Train for things to go wrong by putting yourself in horrible training situations and finding your way out of them. The next most important concept is avoidance. Yes, avoid danger. Stay away from high threat areas. But we can't always avoid high threat areas, and sometimes the high threat area doesn't avoid us. In the world today, conflict and danger can occur anytime and anywhere. So it is important to maintain situational awareness at all times. Pay attention to your surroundings. Look at suspicious people. Look at unsuspicious people. What are they doing? Where are they going? What are they looking at? Assess. While you assess, think of contingencies. Where is your closest escape route? Where is the closest cover and concealment? Cover being a place to shield you from bullets, and concealment being a place to hide. If you are maintaining situational awareness, you should be very hard to surprise. If you sense something is going wrong or you sense a threat, proactively move away from it. Walk to the other side of the street. Accelerate your car. Walk out the door. Don't wait for things to get worse. If you do get surprised and you are caught in a bad situation, act. If you can run away from an assailant, do it. If you can't run because they have a hold of you, attack them. Put all your training to use as quickly and as violently as possible. As soon as you can break free, do it and run. If shooting starts, get down. Call the police at the first opportunity. If the shooting is single shots being fired at a slower pace, run immediately and keep running. If the shooting is rapid fire, find some solid cover to get behind. Wait for a lull. When the lull comes, run. That may be your only chance. If you are trapped in a room with an active shooter outside, barricade yourself. If there is an ideal hiding place, hide. If not, prepare to attack them as soon as they enter the room. Get anyone in the room with you on board and ready to swarm the attacker. If you are carrying a firearm, use it to eliminate any immediate threat to your life or the life of someone else. Use extreme caution when using a firearm in any situation. Know your target. Know the backdrop. And recognize that you might not know who is a good guy and who is a bad guy. The police might also see you as a threat. Some police officers might be in plain clothes. So if you confidently know your target and have to use your weapon, do it quickly and efficiently. Then put it away and do your best to identify yourself as a friendly person.